We are joined here in the media center with the top field provisional number one qualifier, Clay Milliken. His second pass of 3.723 seconds at 330.72 miles per hour helped him remain the category leader after he was already number one during the first round. Clay, talk about today's passes and what it's like to start off the countdown in the number one spot.
Well, I tell you what, it's pretty awesome. I mean, our group of guys are pretty incredible because we normally have a target. In other words, Grubby comes to me, I'm trying to run X. And today he said, I can't tell you what to expect out of the car until we're about to start it, because our goal 100% is the 3 points, the bonus points we get. And we were, because of being number two in points, that meant we were at the back of the line for the first qualifying session. And he set up, judged on the other cars. The only car we had to worry about the first session was Steve Torrance. And so we went 374. And second session, we did the same thing. So it's a little bit hard on the guys because there's a big variance in trying to run 380 versus 374 like we did in the first session. We kind of knew that session obviously was going to be a little quicker. And we also kind of showed everybody that there's a 374 out there. So he was definitely last minute again, you know, making adjustments. He actually asked the Salinas guys, give me 1 second. I mean, I'm already strapped in looking down the racetrack, and he's in there twisting knobs. And at that point, I really can't see if he's speeding it up or slowing it down. But he turned the right knobs, and it goes 372 at 330, you know. So mission accomplished. We gained our 6 points today, and it all counts right now. I mean, you know, there was such a huge gap Steve Torrance had coming in before the countdown. Now it's 20 points. So 6 points, we made a big jump. Doesn't really matter if you don't do good on Sunday, but all those little points add up, and at the end of the year, it could be the difference in champion or not champion. And that's our goal, is champion.
All right, some questions from the media.
I know that was a long-winded answer, wasn't it?
But you talk about the importance of coming back on Sunday. But obviously, you got two more runs tomorrow yet, and I guess the weather's supposed to improve. But I don't know, is it going to be a little bit better tomorrow from what
you hear? Well, most of the time when people say the weather's improving, that means it feels better. You know, it's warmer, it's blue skies. These race cars like this kind of weather. So, you know, our goal tomorrow is to outrun everybody again and 3 points per qualifying session. I have not looked at the weather. Is it supposed to be warmer? Is it supposed to be clear skies?
A little warmer, but drier.
If the track is warmer, then it's harder to improve. These cars like a cool racetrack and cloud cover. It doesn't like all the water in the air, but I can't honestly sit here and tell you we're going to go quicker than 72. But what I can tell you is we're going to do our dangdest to go quicker than every other car here. Again, bonus points is what we're thinking about. And, you know, our whole thing is these little points right now, and then Sunday it'll be, you know, wind lights. But, you know, if it's like this tomorrow, I know we can go quicker than we went right then, the 72, if the weather is given the same. But it's all up to the weather and the track. I know that's a non-answer. You know, I'm gonna be a politician when I've quit driving one of these days, but it's up to the weather.
Clay, you're in the top half of the countdown right now, and you've been with Grubby for a while. Could you talk about what it would mean to potentially win with him as your crew chief?
Oh, it'll be, you know, really, really cool. I mean, he's never won a championship, and I've been fortunate enough. I've won 6 IHRA championships, which I'm very proud of. So, I mean, you know, it's one of those things where it's on the list of things to do. You know, to win an NHRA championship is huge for me. I finally got that one big check mark out of the way when I won Bristol last year, and we've won a couple races this year. So, you know, without a doubt, it's the goal for everybody involved in this entire team is the championship. Hands down, that's what we're looking for right now. And, you know, hopefully to do that, more race wins will come along in these last 6. And but if it's 6 final rounds, as long as there's a championship attached to it and all runner-ups, I'm okay with that too, as long as it's a championship.
At least 3 or 4 semifinals and 7
finals. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
For the championship.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, going rounds is what it's all about, and that is the goal for this entire team, is the championship, for sure.
Wonderful. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.